going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Eight of the year.
Hey.
Buddy Love.
Sure.
Buddy was second.
Oh.
Who's first?
Voted by NBA players. Selfless play on and off the court leadership as a mentor and role model other NBA players. Loon would be a good choice, too. Commitment and dedication to the team. All right.
Congratulations, Steph.
There you go, Steph.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Steph Curry was the winner of the Jack Twyman Teammate of the Year Award.
I'm getting emotional, man. That's what it's about. The dude's a superstar, and he wins that award in that presentation. You could never win that at the station because you don't like team meetings. You know what I mean? So you can't win it. But that's what it's about, Stani. The fabric of I care about what I'm doing.
All right, okay.
No, seriously. Did you hear that presentation?
Seriously.
Buddy was second, but I'm a sucker for that stuff, man.
Yeah, wait till Curry says, of all the awards I've won, this one means the most. Yeah, okay. All right, finals MVP, no. Give me the Jack Twyman. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Kyle Curry, nothing.
The shit.
You know, during the break, the boss, Matt Nahegan, and Guru were talking about a player on the Rockets, Jabari Smith Jr., and that he's a guy that they're worried about, and for whatever reason, he's not playing a whole lot for the Rockets. If you go, Steiny, why isn't Jabari Smith playing more?
To. Go ahead.
I would have to say, A, I can't give you a definitive answer because I don't watch the Rockets play 80 games.
Okay.
But here's what I'd have to imagine.
Give it to me.
On Ime Udoka's team, you have to defend. You have to. I got to believe that Udoka does not feel like he's defensive-minded enough. What else could it be?
And
else could it be?
I love that answer. Because that's all it could be, right? He's their Kuminga, but he's 6'10". And just, you know, yesterday, Steiny, 4-8 from the field, 3-5 from the three-point range, 5 rebounds. Now a minus 8, he had 12 points. We know that can, you know, what goes up goes down with plus minus. But, Steiny, I'm just looking at his log, and you tell me, was he a turnstile on D yesterday? I didn't feel like. And I feel like he's the type of body type that the Warriors don't have an answer for, but he can't bust that, you know, past that 25-minute threshold. And I'm not saying he's been perfect, but just, you know, game two, 24 minutes, 5 rebounds, 5 points. Game three, another 25 minutes. But get this, 4 of 8 from the field, 12 points, 3 rebounds. So 3 of 5 from deep. So I'm wondering when they get up 12, I always feel like he's a part of it. He could put the ball on the floor. But if it is defensively, my friend, I would ask you, okay, well, who's giving him the business on the other end? Because it damn sure ain't Looney. It ain't Post. You know what I mean?
Well, this is where, though, that when you're defending against the Golden State Warriors, there's not just one thing you have to do. You have to all be locked in. And if on a certain possession you're going to blitz Steph Curry, well, then the other three guys got to know where to be and where the shooters are. Listen, again, I'm just speculating because he did average 30 minutes a game in the regular season. He's at, 25 now, 5 minutes a game. I don't know, but that's all I could imagine. Let's go to Bobby in Oakland. Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, brothers?
Hey.
Are we locked in for this game today?
No doubt, baby.
Well,
Take control.
I'm not playing, but I'll be locked in as a fan.
The fans are, Bobby. Yes, sir.
you'll be locked in critical of them, right? We get it.
Fairly critical. Okay. Yes, fairly critical. Mm-hmm.
I want to say 30 was brilliant. I think we need to get off Kerr's back. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
I think that it's clear that the G League thing didn't really work. And it's great to see Kuminga out there against Green, because Green also was part of that.
Yeah. Right.
And
teammates.
So you can see their limitations, development-wise. You can kind of see their limitations. I mean, everybody know that Kuminga is borderline superstar in the making. But to me, Kuminga's a rhythm guy, and he just he needs to play a lot more. When he doesn't get in that rhythm, that last game, I mean, the ball would get to him, and it would just stick. Every time he get to him, the ball would stop. So, I think defensively, though, he's up par. We need him defensively.
No, and you know what? You brought up a good point about Jalen Green and Jonathan Kuminga. Both played on the G League Ignite team.
Mm-hmm.
And
so he's hating to see Green go off. But go ahead, Daddy.
I just think you can see – I think the caller's absolutely right. I want to give him credit, Bobby. You can see some of their limitations. They still are not close to finished products. They both can use a lot of work on the fundamentals. They both need to get more consistent. And the difference between the two players right now is Jalen Green has had an opportunity to play more than Jonathan Kuminga. But I do think Bobby's on to something there where they both have a lot of room for growth. They're both essentially the same age. Let's go to Delmore in Oakland. What's going on, Delmore?
Hey, fellas, I want to assure you, number one, I am locked in.
Nice.
There you go.
This evening's game. I'm on the couch. I'm prone, just like it'll be tonight. And so, but I just want to point on Saturday's game. I felt like the Warriors were very lucky to be as close as they were at halftime, right? That like if the Rockets actually make some free throws in the first half, it'd have been a lot worse. But Quentin Post's rebounding, not just in that game, but in the third quarter, coming out, really, I think that was just part of what the turning of momentum was, to show that we could match up on the boards, which was not happening in the first half, and which I think was like part of why it felt like the Rockets game to that point to me.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And that game started to be won in the second quarter. Warriors were down 12. By halftime, it's 3, almost felt like the Warriors were going into halftime up because they made that run at the end of the second quarter. And this is what I mean about
Buddy
a team.
Got hot. Yeah,
this is what I mean about a team like the Rockets. They play a pretty good first half for most of it, and boom, 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 they go in, and the next thing you know, they're only up 3 at half when they probably feel like they should have been up 8 or 9.
And that's been a theme in this series, Donnie. Even if we take, you know, break it down in sectors after the first quarter, you know, even in Houston game one, they're throwing, it feels like everything's going the Rockets' way. And then you look and the Warriors are going into the second quarter down three. Like, that's got to be deflating. And if you want to tell me, because I'm asking, if it's just experience, I get that. And I don't want to play the blame game. But at the end of the day, it's upon the Rockets to take advantage of something they're working hard for. Then you go to the free throw line and miss. You're not prolonging your lead and putting in doubt into the Warriors' mind because you're smoking off chances to add that you've earned.
But that's the Rockets' Achilles heel. We're not seeing anything offensively that we didn't think might happen to the Houston Rockets. They are not a good offensive team. They can go dry for periods of time. They're not, I don't think they take great shots. But what that does is, like, I guarantee you one thing. Well, I shouldn't, but I will. And see if I'm wrong.
Death and taxes.
I guarantee you the Rockets cannot blow the Golden State Warriors out. Huh. And the reason they can't blow them out is because they cannot score enough points to blow the Warriors out, especially if the Warriors are being conscientious on defense. They don't have polished offensive players.
Yeah,
they
I love
just
that.
Don't. Other than Şengün, they don't have anybody who can get you consistent points if they're being guarded pretty well.
No doubt. I love that, Stani. And I'm a bit, you know, I've been a one-trick pony with this nugget. But you just tell me, and I'm going back to demoralizing, the fact that the Rockets come into this series and you're holding the Warriors to 15 points less than what they average through three games, and you're down. To me, Stani, we talk about the offense, and you talked about it brilliantly. But come on, man, you can't waste what you've done defensively by taking that number down 15 and being down 1-2.
Well, it tells you that the Warriors play D and the Rockets can't score. The only time the Rockets really offensively have gotten it going in the series consistently is when one guy, Jalen Green, went off.
Yeah.
And sometimes I guess that can happen, but it ain't going to happen four games. The Rockets are going to have to figure out a way to spread it out a little bit, but I think the Warriors are very comfortable defensively against this Rockets team, and I think they know that the Rockets absolutely have to be better and different than they've been offensively in the regular season for them to beat the Warriors. I think the Warriors know it.
Anything Udoka can do to help this Rocket team on the offensive end, or is it goo? He can't go out there and shoot for him. Tari Eason had 19 minutes. We talked about Jabari Smith Jr. I would roll the dice and see what he does in a bigger role, but Raymond Ritter told us, Donnie, it's a make or miss league at this juncture. What cards does he may have to kind of change the fortune of this Rocket offense? Or, dude, have you watched 82 games of the Rockets? This is just who they are.
I mean, you can't change your personnel. Damn. They are not a good offensive team. They're not. They've got four 22 or 23 year olds. I will say this about the Rockets. I have this written down. Let me make sure I get it right.
Give it to me.
I'm going to tell you something about the Rockets. If their young core, okay, if their young core, I don't know anything about them, but Green, Şengün, Jabari Smith Jr., Eason, who's the other one? Who's the other guy?
Eason.
I forget, and they're starting
Brooks,
lineup.
Thompson.
Yes, Amen Thompson. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, if those five guys are committed and they are professional and they really want to be great players, and then they get coached right. And I'm not saying they're not getting coached right at all. Mm-hmm. But if that team stays committed and they're coached well, they're going to be a big problem. They really are. Because they just have to get more skilled as a team. But if they continue to play this hard and they're well coached, Now they gotta be they gotta be good kids, if you will. You know, they gotta really wanna reach their potential as individual players. But that's a good team. That's gonna be a good team down the line if they're committed and they have good coaching. And I have no reason to believe that Doak is not a good coach.
Yeah, no doubt. And we saw what he did with Boston. It was just off the court issues. He got him in a new locale. But I will say this, as I'm staring and talking to you on this lovely Monday, Stani, and the Rockets down 1-2, everything you just said was spot on. But when you talk about, hey, can we dangle some of our young talent, and I'm talking about Jalen Green, to go get what they yearn, and that is a professional, skilled, bona fide 25, 23-point score, and there's some names out there, and you get that in this nucleus, Donnie, the Houston Rockets could make a 2 jumps to the Western Conference Finals, or maybe Finals, in my opinion, but that's how close they are. But I'll just go back to Amen Thompson, Steiny. Offensively, he's not been getting it done this series, I believe, and just 5 for 16. That's 11 misses. And again, I've never called him KD, but guys like that got to have a better game against the Warriors, and I just don't know if he's ready against this. We keep talking about the Rockets' defense, but since Jimmy Butler's been in town, the Warriors have had the best defense. I don't know if that's going to happen the rest of this series as long as it goes.
So I know the guy you're thinking of, and I got to tell you, I have no interest in that. If I were Ime Udoka, I have no interest in Kevin Durant.
Well, give me the why, though, the number one.
We've got five 22, 23-year-olds. They've made the playoffs for the first time. They're all growing. They're getting better. You bring Kevin Durant in, he's going to be the guy. They're all going to have to play around him. And I just wouldn't bring in a guy like that who's what, 37 or 38 and say, hey, you know, everybody, we got a guy who's going to get 25 a game, maybe, but
36,
you know,
I believe,
what I just wouldn't, it changes their makeup too much. That's just my opinion.
But what if,
and it would, you know,
what if you need that, unless you're telling me Jalen Green is going to, you know, his growth, you know for a fact it's going to happen. Because right now, we're talking about a team that doesn't Shingun. It's up and down. It's up and down.
Well, again, 22. They're going to be up and down. They have to be because they're young, and that's what we're seeing in the postseason. All I'm saying is, and that's the point I made before, if Jalen Green's a good kid and he's a hard worker, he's going to get better. They're all going to get better. And I get they don't have a number one right now.
Right.
I think Shingun could be a number one in a couple years. I think Jalen Green would be a great number two in a couple years. But to bring Durant in as a crutch, I don't like the idea.
Yeah.
Because he changes teams too much. And you know what else? Not necessarily for the better anymore.
Okay, what if I do this? And I know I'm reaching. We'll get back to the Dubs. What if I were to interest you in somehow, because Phoenix is just a train wreck.
No.
What if that guy was a Devin Booker?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Who you giving up?
Yeah, I would give up Jalen Green. Stani,
oh boy.
Like, I'm ready.
I wouldn't give, if Jalen Green is an attitude problem, sure, I would do that. But if Jalen Green's not an attitude problem,
you're waiting it out.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
We're looking at a 22-year-old still. He's.
But we saw this with the Memphis Grizzlies 3-4 years ago, where we just thought they were going to make that.
But why didn't they? Because Ja Morant is immature. He's the biggest reason that the Memphis Grizzlies have not taken the next step. Ja Morant. I'm just saying. Yeah, if Jalen Green's Ja Morant, then they might have a problem. But if Jalen Green's a pro, I'm not giving up on a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Especially.
So you think they're going to sit still? Let's just say the Warriors close them out. You think they're going to sit still with the I don't. I think they're going to dangle some of their young stars
maybe.
To get that professional closer.
I'd be very, very careful about that if I were let me ask you a question. Yeah. If they have 5 22-year-old guys, they made the playoffs for the first time, and they get beat in the first round, but there's some good signs, and they lost to a veteran team like the Warriors. Like, this is where teams mess up. It's like, let them grow. Let them get better. Well, I don't understand why it has to happen now. You've got a young team. They've got a style. They need to become better offensively. Just let him go. Let him get better. Gary St. Jean, internal development. What's wrong with that?
You could be right. They're feeling frisky, wow, E, tell me how you really feel. And they can kind of taste it, Steiny, and one of those guys is available.
Well,
I might think about,
I'll tell you right now, I don't care who they bring in. They're not going to win a title next year. They're still going to be too young. That's my feeling. I mean, very seldom do teams with 5, 22, or 23-year-olds or whatever it is advance in the playoffs. But, like, I think this team's got a chance. Not this year, but over the course of the next 2 or 3 years, if you can keep the core together, there's no reason they couldn't become more of a factor in the Western Conference. That, you know, I mean, even if you're the Houston Rockets, don't you have to say, we should be better than the Warriors in a year or two? We should be better.
Well, that would be conventional wisdom.
Right.
But if you're looking yourself in the mirror and you're saying, we're watching Steph Curry do it at his age, at 37, and you don't have that, then good luck waiting. You know what I mean, Stani? Because that's the one thing. You don't have anything right now remotely close to that. You know, you don't have anything remotely close to Anthony Edwards.
And I got you. How good was Steph Curry at 22 or 23?
Do you won the point already?
If these guys are workers, I'm not giving up on them. I'm talking about the Houston young players.
Especially how do you improve this problem
get in the gym.
Yeah.
You go to the lab.
I got you.
You become a better shooter, Jalen Green.
Yeah.
It's work. You got to work. Let's go to Dre and Lamore. What's up, Dre? No, they might go out and get Durant, and I'll say, yeah, you were right on the money.
Hey, fellas.
I'd just be a little worried. What's up, Dre?
Oh, man, I got to tell you, through all the years we've been watching playoffs with this Warrior bunch, Houston seems to really get my goat, whether it was with the beard and CP3 or whatnot. That game Saturday was off the hook. I was really mad after the first quarter with the low amount of points we had. Really happy with the way the defense stepped up, and we were down 3, I think, going into the third. I tell you what, man, that second half, Steph happens. Steph happens, guys.
I like that.
I was at a cousin's house, and she's my wife's cousin. She's a 49er fan, so her and me go crazy. She was looking at me like I just left the loony bin because that game was off the hook, back and forth. I was screaming. I was off my seat. This is going to be a good series. I think it's still going to be tight. I'd like to see Jimmy come tonight. But I'll tell you what, I gotta agree with you guys. Post came up big. The postman was there. He was there to swipe them boards. He's better at shooting the outside shot than he is finishing a little layup.
No doubt. No doubt. And you know what, Trey? And Trey, we gotta hit it, but I thank you for the call. He was rushing his three, I thought, just a little bit. And that'll happen in a game against the Rockets when they have their guys flying around. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Employee pricing for all is on right now at Ceremony Ford in Colma. You pay what we pay. No markups, no nonsense. Stop by Ceremony Boulevard or shop 24/7 at CeremonyFord.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.